My name is Dan, and I welcome you on behalf of Seeking Our Inner Psychic Being team. Today we are happy to receive Alain. Alain, are you in contact with your psychic being? And if yes, how does it manifest?
Well, I wish, because precisely if I was in contact, in regular contact with it, things would be different. I have had quite long ago an experience which lasted a few weeks. I remember it because things happened which were uncommon for me. For instance, I don't have a natural easy contact with children. I noticed during that period that when I would come close to them, they would spontaneously come to me. And once I was talking with an Aurovillian, it was like in the 80s, in Jaima, I remember, that lady told me, she said, "But yeah, you seem to be different." And I remember that moment that a young kid somehow came into my lap. And it was very sweet, and I was surprised because, as I said, it was not something that would happen normally. It was, of course, a period very intense. It was about the time where maybe I was working a lot with Kiri Joshi, and it was a time when we were starting Sayer and all these things.
How old are you? How old were you, Alain?
At that time, I must have been 40. And I have struggled afterwards to be able to retain, to gain again that kind of a contact. But I remember it as a period of synchronicity, of something quite special. And I remember even I talked with Kirit about it, and he told me, yeah, it looks like contact with your inner being. And I remember he told me, he said, look, if it has come, it will come back. I'm still waiting. Although some weeks ago, I had a feeling again something was coming. But I don't know. You know, it's like something very precious. And if at all it comes close to you, I think you have to be very conscious of it and very careful. Because I cannot say whether there is a method to be able to keep it, or, but it definitively called for a certain inner attitude. And at that time I was also reading again this book from Sat Prem, Genesis of the Superman, or On the Way to Supermanhood. And you know, Mother was enthusiastic about that book, and she kept saying that whenever Sat Prem would read to her some chapters, it will make her go somewhere, you know. And Sat Prem had declined in this book 4 rules of the researchers. And the first one is, look at the truth which is everywhere, from inside to outside, each second totally and clearly. And as another one, but I don't want to quote because normally I'm not supposed to quote, but I know this. And for me, that book is something which expresses this kind of presence. I have the feeling that I think corresponds to that presence is that some feeling of plenitude and also of presence and sweetness, softness, and peace, you know. But as I said, these days particularly, I find them difficult. And but what can I say? For me, I deeply believe that Auroville, to become what it is supposed to become, would indeed need that significant number of the Aurovillians have that contact. In fact, once I had something which was half a dream, half a vision, I cannot say which, and it was like a place where people were milling about, but there was a feeling of harmony, of things just going into, without clash, without this rigidity, which is often the hallmark of mental, you know. And our experience of Auroville has been that we have time again and again and again being in that situation where things seems to be so difficult to move, you know. And sometimes I feel when we need to install so many processes as we have done, it maybe shows this other deficit, which is the spontaneous, natural capacity to be together, truly, you know. And so I think it's absolutely crucial, and actually it may be the main work that we are supposed to do here. But what can I say?
So there are two things which seem very interesting in this context. Is the first way, when you had this experience, it was more the consequences or the effects of the psychic being on you that made this natural flow with the kids happening. And on the other hand, there is also this recognition, this intimacy that you might also have with this psychic being. So you could be not necessarily aware of your psychic beings, but still relating from this psychic field, let's say.
Yeah, it was maybe more like a presence, you know, like something which is, is it burning? You can even feel some kind of soft energy,
but which is reflecting also.
Yeah,
no?
Which is like which is there, and you carry it with you, and it creates circumstances, a situation. It makes a difference. In fact, you know.
And when such things happen, you might consider, oh, I might behave from this psychic being, no? Yeah. Rather than saying, yes, I am in contact, but it's more the...
See, the problem is always the ego. In fact, the ego is a main obstacle of being able to... Because once I remember Kirin Joshi told me, so you see people, sometimes they speak as if they're psychic, it's like you lift a flap, here it is. He says people don't realize that the inner spaces are even bigger than the outer spaces. And that your psychic being might be at light years, like light years, you know. And he told me that. He says, you know, sometimes people have, mother often even made reference. He says, oh, this we should not say because already in Auroville they think they are supramentalized. You know, I remember some people talking in a way. I would say, oh my God. You know, like, ah, yeah. So ego is something really difficult, you know, because it pulls you down, you know. And also the fears, the difficulty to accept vulnerability. You know, I think something of that state is that you accept to be open, and also that it's not your agenda which is playing out, it is something else. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there is a method, really, frankly speaking, but...
So you said that a few weeks ago, something again came up.
Steering a little bit, and I said, after all, I kind of still hang to that promise that Kirit Bhai told me. He said, no, it has come, it will come back. I said, okay. so I said, maybe, but...
Was it a similar experience with the...
Sometime when certain days where I am in a bit of a different space, mm-hmm. then I can see that, the relation with other people. But the problem is always the recuperation by the ego. See, the ego is terribly tricky because whenever you... have an experience, and this is terrible, you know. It's just like
but the ego says, oh, something happened, but it doesn't mean that something didn't happen.
But it is really the obstacle, you know. And so the mother said, for Auroville, we want a race without ego. Sure, mother. I absolutely believe that this is what has to come. Just like you sometimes wonder about the strategies of the divine, mm-hmm. that such an important role is being given to, you know, Auroville is a mystery, you know. But at the same time, it is something which had little chance to exist and did exist and even thrived. And I was myself witness in Delhi of that very strange period where the Auroville Act was passed, mm-hmm. where it was a miracle from beginning to end, and even the bureaucrats were telling us what happened is a miracle. You know, so I have seen, even with Kirit Bhai, we saw different miracles. So there is that feeling of that when somehow something has been decided, then it happened. And even in my case, you know, I should not be here because for 3 years I was under the spell of an eviction notice, and I don't want to go much on it, but just to say that as it was desperate, and yet I was sustained, and I could feel what happened showed me that it was because it was decided. So, with all of that, I'm still like not able.
Yeah. Could you said before that the main, let's say, the main obstacle is the ego. Could you elaborate a little bit on your daily practice? Are there something that you foster, something that you try to ignore? How is it?
Not, you see, in a way, at my age, I am trying to keep as well as I can, because it becomes important, you know, when you cross 80, you have to be a bit careful. And
you mean physically?
Physically, I mean, you know, it's just that it's a period where you feel that, okay, if you want to be able to continue in a good way, then you have to be a bit careful.
To take your time and...
Yeah, and the exercise, I mean, so many things. I read the agenda in the morning. But I don't know. It's just like, again, to me, it looks there is no recipe. You know. Probably the main thing would be the aspiration. That you something in you is really calling for that contact. In fact, in one the last interview with Kerry Byard we did, he said, you know, if you call the mother, if you really call her, she will come. You know? And yeah, the calling is probably...
But this aspiration, you might have to nourish it also, no? Or to sustain it.
What do you mean, nourish?
Is it something spontaneous that comes up from you, or I would like that happen, or is something that you...
I don't know. To me, it is it must mean an inner attitude,
mm-hmm.
and probably a certain concentration, you know, a certain way of being present, you know. But I'm not very successful. I must admit, you know. So, but I can only say that, yeah, to be a true Orwellian, in fact, as mm-hmm. mother said, is what should matter most. But then, you know, life, this, this, and then all the limitations and all the heavy stuff of nature, and okay.
And okay, so on one hand, there is the practice that you could promote and foster in your life, in your daily routine. And on the other hand, is there some, apart the ego, is there some traps, some specific things you should be aware of not to?
Yeah, I mean. Too many preoccupations which are not that important, you know, it's just like that, you know, mm-hmm. life, you get so many things that are, yeah, it's, how to say, I was always struck when, because I was around Kerry Byard a lot, that how constantly his preoccupation was to do mother's will,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that intensity of seeking, and I wish I could have it, you know, because, yeah.
You mean you wish you could have done it more?
No, just generally speaking, I wish the faith would be stronger, I wish the concentration would be better. I mean, so many. It's a bit weak. You know, that's all I cannot. What can I say? It's a bit weak, and then it does not seem to elicit the response, because maybe to get a response, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. You know, there is the hour of the divine. It's like when Kerry Byard says it will come back. It's just that. Maybe it is not, because when it came, it is true, it was an intense period, but there was no special merit for my side, except we were involved in that.
You mean the first time?
Yeah.
Because it came out of the blue.
Yeah, actually, I don't remember clearly, mm-hmm. but I know there was a few weeks were like a bit special, and apparently some people felt it also. Okay.
Uh, Is there anything you would like to share more, Alain? We are reaching the end of.
I wish I could say more, but I can only say that this definitively is the most important thing.
Thank you very much, Alain.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.